Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into community to deepen in our awareness, our connection, our alignment with the source of all that is God in us as us. And I know that since we've been doing the archetype series, there is so much to fit in. And I apologize if there's anything that I have to cut at the last minute in order to make sure I get across all of the relevant information that I want to share this morning. So let's crack on without further ado. This is the 11th archetype. And as I keep reflecting and repeating, archetypes are a collection of patterns of psychic energy that includes our thoughts, our feelings, our impulses, our attitudes, and behaviors. As we understand the team of archetypes that are operating in our consciousness, in our psyche at any one time, we get to see how we are being influenced and also how other people are being influenced. And as we become conscious of what these archetypes or these motivating factors are, we have an ability and awareness to stop allowing them to control our behavior, and instead we can harness them as allies as we choose to navigate change. So today's archetype, whilst we've already looked at 10 variations, this one is considered one of the most important and the one with the most dominance. It's known as the magician, or also known as the transformer. It's got various other subtypes, such as a catalyst for change, a change agent, someone that sees the opportunities to provide impetus for innovative transformation, also known as the envisioner, someone that sees possibilities and develops clear vision of the future, a healer, someone that affects individual or group healing, an intuitive, someone who uses synchronicities or hunches or serendipity to set a course, or a wizard, someone who has talent or unexpected, able to manifest some interesting results. Also the shaman, a holy man, a wise old man, an elder, a seer, a prophet, an alchemist. So whilst you know that magic is not a word that I particularly embrace, I will use the word transformer intermittently with magician as we look at the various archetypal energy of the magician stroke transformer. And as we have been looking at the various archetypes, we are now in the last four. Excuse me. The ruler is the final one that we will be looking at next week, and that's someone who looks and manifests plans and systems. We did the jester previously that reminded us how to embrace living in the moment joyfully. We, previous to that, looked at the sage who shared with us how to discover and share our knowledge. And the magician stroke transformer is how to, through self-transformation, heal and transform. So the magician stroke transformer is the bearer of knowledge, both ancient and new. It's synonymous with cognition. At its highest expression, the magician stroke transformer is wise, thoughtful, understanding, reflective, healing, contemplative. It's an archetype that embodies transformation and mystery. It's also a master of technology. It knows how to manipulate the elements and as such possesses great powers to create. The primary role of the magician stroke transformer archetype is to contain and channel that power for the good of all. When we access this archetype, our society prospers. When we fail to align with this archetype, we access its shadow and society slips into chaos. I think we can see that as a clear expression of what's happening in these times. But we'll deal more with that in a moment. The magician archetype is clever and is able to transform energy. He transforms confusion to clarity, ignorance to wisdom, risk and danger into safety. It's a transforming of one state of consciousness into another, from success into failure or failure into success. This archetype can sink problems through to a solution, can access an incredible depth of wisdom, creativity, and intuition. In short, it can be your greatest asset. But also, as I mentioned, the shadow side, it can be our greatest hindrance. So let's break it down as to how this magician transformer archetype manifests. So the thinker, he's creative, he's logical, he's rational, he can solve problems. He can look at different aspects and see how to gather information by and seek out possible solutions. And apply his own reasoning, he can get and produce answers and insights, strategies and plans that can resolve any difficulty. As an intuitive, he's able to allow his intuition to access the unconscious aspects so that he can have ideas, answers popping into his mind unexpectedly and awareness and knowledge and wisdom appearing as if out of nowhere. And you get a sense of knowing without even know how you know. I'm sure we've all experienced that at times. I know I have, where something has popped into my consciousness and I know it's not from my own little sense of self or knowing. Also, this magician archetype is able to master altered states of consciousness. Throughout history and cultures, the archetype has appeared in guises of shamans or wizards or healers or wise women. They have been advisors to kings and sovereign and counselors, priests and priestesses. The magician archetype is associated with concepts such as creativity, intuition, inspiration. They have the ability to tap into the subconscious mind and draw forth ideas and insights that are usually hidden from ordinary awareness. They are associated with the concept of transformation as they believe to be capable to change reality through the use of their powers. You can see how it's considered to be one of the most important archetypes. As individuals, they are most fulfilled when they can see a vision realized. They are just naturally intuitive, insightful, and inspiring. They understand the alchemy of change is healthy, it's exciting, it's natural. Whereas many people fear change because it's unknown and it's unpredictable. They welcome it, and they can transform any trauma into insight or dysfunction into new life. The magician stroke transformer archetype taps into a deep well of transformational energy and wisdom. You see, we all have this ability to tap into that infinite intelligence that resides right where we are. Often we fail to because we are not aligning with our magician stroke transformer archetypal energy. When we do, we're able to cultivate a trust. We're able to allow the transformation process that is vibrating in divine mind to create through us. And we can emphasize this and heighten it through prayer and observation, contemplation, experimentation, and seeing and welcoming synchronicity to change. Not fearing it, not resisting it, but allowing it. Overall, this archetype embodies the potential for extraordinary power, knowledge, and transformation that is within each of us. If we remember who we are and whose we are, that we are sons and daughters of the Most High, of the indwelling and external God, we are able to embrace our true potential and follow our unique and individual path and purpose. So as I said, that the magician archetype has shown up as a counselor or guide, and we can think of it as those that, like me, like the Arthurian legends, we can see that in King Arthur he had Merlin, who was the magician and the oracle and the sage by their side. He was the strategist, and most kings and sovereigns, emperors, had strategists. When they stopped listening to the counsel or the advice of their magician archetype stroke strategist, as in the fall of the Roman Empire, when they ignored the guidance and the direction, there was the collapse, the fall. So we can see that the magician kind of played the role of a royal psychotherapist in order to guide and direct them. So, as always, the use of archetypes are used in films and books and brands. So, some that you may be familiar with as an archetype in film, you had Morpheus, who guided Neo in The Matrix. We had Dumbledore with Harry Potter. We had Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda, who guided Luke Skywalker. So as we previously just learned, that they are innovative, they are creative, they are on the forefront of technology. And so you have brands like Tesla or Dyson, who, through their discovery, have brought forth some very incredible technology and designs. But always, as we know, the principle that there is light, there will be shadow. So the shadow side of the magician is that he can become a manipulator. Rather than help you, he can obstruct you. Rather than share information, he can withhold it and maybe offer it just in small doses. When a person is no longer using this particular archetypal energy for the service for others, rather than helping, it's for their own gain, you know that they're in the shadow side. When they become covetous of their wisdom, their knowledge, and conceal information from others, again, they're in their shadow. When they turn to evil, and rather than transforming for the good, they're transforming it to the lesser. And we do that ourselves when we are belittling ourselves or lowering or believing in limited self-esteem. We're in the shadow, magician stroke transformer energy. It's also capable of making us have negative thoughts and thinking ill of others and carrying through actions. And as we recognize the shadow side of any archetype, it's also recognizing the ability that we can transform it, as opposed to letting it just be completely negative. We can embody change and allow it to transform into positive. As we recognize and integrate this shadow energy, we can develop a more balanced an expression of this archetype. So my beloved, as we look at the magician stroke transformer archetype, it isn't to be fearful, but to recognize that as we balance this, we can heighten our wisdom, our intuition, our creativity, our ability to transform. And as we continue to grow and expand our awareness and knowledge, we can really access our own self-discovery and transformation. When we balance this type of energy, we are harmonious in our personal power, how we express ourselves. Our whole transformational energy is used in service for the greater good and for others. So as we embody this particular archetype, we can access and tap into our own innate wisdom and use it for creative and positive change in our lives and the lives around us. So this archetype is a very invaluable ally, allowing us to believe that anything is possible and that we can break free of limitation or hardship. So my sacred text this morning to 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Ezekiel 36:26. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. Both our texts speak to the transformation that needs to occur within us. My story this morning demonstrates the magician transformative archetypal energy that was utilized. And it goes like this. Before Gore-Tex was invented, there was plenty of materials to protect you from harsh weather, but they all came with trade-offs. Waxed cotton was heavy. Vinyl could drown you in your own sweat. Seal intestine, gut parka, was favored by the Inuit but hardly made sense for mass production. That said, Bob Gore wasn't attempting to improve outerwear when he created Gore-Tex. Working in his father's Teflon factory in the late 1960s, he was simply trying to make more efficient use of the plastic by stretching it. he accidentally found that yanking Teflon filled it with air pockets. And not only that, the micropores that appeared in his expanded polytetrafluorothylene was 700 times larger than a water vapor molecule, but 20,000 times smaller than a droplet. Gore reasoned that if you made a fabric out of EPTFE, you could block out rain while still venting steamy perspiration with wind protection as a bonus. The first Gore-Tex jacket was manufactured in 1977 by a small Seattle company called Early Winters and marketed as possibly the most versatile piece of clothing you'll ever wear. Since then, EPTFE has proven much more versatile than that and is now found in everything from spacesuits to heart patches. It's certainly better suited to those modern applications than seal intestines ever could be. My poem is entitled Silent Nights by Mr. Nobody. In silent nights, where tears are wept, a prison of one's mind in solitude, I think of all the days that are long past. The darkness comes and overflows. My mind with sorrow thoughts, and then I see the one true me divulging what I know. I know the pain of past mistakes still cutting through my soul. I know self-doubt, anxiety strikes, unstoppable arrow of hurt, and when I think all hope is lost, existing but not living, a brink of light, it shines so bright, I know there's more I'm feeling. Amidst the dark, beacon of hope, no need for more self-pity. Embrace my flaws, they make me whole from past mistakes. I learned a lot, no more self-doubt. I still believe in hope, in truth, in empathy. The seal of fear I never sought could be destroyed by joy and love, as now I'm free, the one true me. Embracing all, starting to live in silent nights where tears once wept, I now find peace inside myself. My science of mind reading is entitled Declare It Done. The first quote is from Neville. The Lord of Hosts will not respond to your wish until you have assumed the feeling of already being what you want to be. For acceptance is the channel of his action. Ernest Holmes, our mental acceptances should be filled with conviction, warmth, color, and imagination. The creative power responds to feeling more quickly than to any other mental attitude. The author writes, Neville and Ernest Holmes understood what Jesus meant when he said, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive and it shall be yours. Mark 11:24. Both knew that belief is more than an intellectual exercise. It is a matter of total conviction that includes an emotional and imaginative leap of heart and soul. The method of affirmative prayer we teach in religious science is grounded in active positive words such as have, accept, embrace, know, enjoy, and declare. There is nothing wishy-washy about it. We don't hope or wish or fantasize or say maybe or if only. Our prayers are all about the present tense. about things happening now so that we express our gratitude immediately and fully for what already is, not for what we may become or may come down the road later. There is something about the creative process that responds to our heartfelt conviction like a spark ignites a flame. No mystic has ever explained it, but they have all proclaimed it. This is why affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment is more than just words. It is the feeling, tone, and belief we put into the words. Use the power of your imagination to feel yourself into your desired condition. And as you pray, claiming it as yours already, despite all appearances and opinions to the contrary, most especially your own. Hold fast to your conviction and see God's yes emerge. A great awareness and understanding of how to embrace the transformative energy of that magician archetype through the power of how we utilize our words. So my friends, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for our reflective meditation this morning. It is entitled An Attitude of Gratitude. As always, the invitation is to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. Job said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us truly be cognizant we are breathing in the breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of the infinite. Hold. Slowly, gently. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. For our 3rd and final time, inhale. Gently, slowly release. We have a quote from Ernest Holmes who says, "Gratitude is one of the chief graces of human existence and is crowned in heaven with a consciousness of unity." Affirm. There is one infinite presence, and in that presence is all that is. It expresses itself through the gifts of love, beauty, wisdom, and life itself. These gifts are available for my acceptance, for I am one in this presence. I now fill my conscious thought with ideas that create a fulfilling life. For I know that God, truth, is in and through each and every good thing I contemplate and experience. My life is full and running over with creative ideas that fill my day with beauty, love, and wisdom. The people I meet this day are of like mind and share in these gifts. I am filled with gratitude, and grace blesses me in every way now and each day. I accept the fulfillment of my desires, for I know that my desires are the blessings of spirit. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time, including yourself. Always, I like to remind you that God is the energy, the life force, the presence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. When we can truly align with this unending, unchanging thought, principle, truth, we know that we are never alone, that we are never separate from the infinite divine beloved. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, awareness of the transformational energy of the magician archetype that resides within us, that accesses the wisdom, the inspiration, the intuition, the divine intelligence that is needed for us to direct and express in our lives, to use for the good in service for others. The more that we align with this transformational energy, the more we are connected to you, source and ground of our being. We know, Mother, Father, God, that our teacher taught us that we are not to live for ourselves, but to live in service to you and to others. When we think that we are not able, we are not enough, we are not capable, let us call upon this particular archetype to transform those thoughts, those feelings, those expressions, by knowing that the God that raised our teacher, our savior, our way shower from the depths of death can resurrect within us the abilities to be, to do, to express your divine spirit, energy, and intelligence. We are not limited expressions of life. We are infinite expressions of life as we clear out and declutter the limiting thoughts and beliefs we have held onto. As we study and embody the aspects of all of the archetypal energies, let us recognize both the light and the shadow within each, so that we truly can transform and transmute that which is not of the highest and the best to that which we need it to be in order to be of service to you. Mother, Father, God, you know the needs of each and every one that is here present this morning, or that will be listening later, or for every expression and part of creation. So as I bring the world and all of its needs, all of its desires, all of its wants into the circle of prayer, I am cognizant that your divine intelligence, your life force, your presence, your spirit is everywhere present, expressing in and through all of creation, both consciously and unconsciously. and that you are able to do exceedingly more than I can even ask or think or pray or affirm on behalf of each and everyone. So in this awareness, I surrender the needs, the wants, the desires to you. Knowing, as Jesus said, if you can believe, with God all things are possible, and do not doubt. And so, as I am believing, affirming, and trusting that peace, that love, that oneness, that acceptance, that equity will be experienced in our world and in each and every one of us. Mother, Father, God, for everything I've failed to ask or request or affirm, I know you know what to do and how to do it. So with deep, deep gratitude, deep, deep gratitude for your ever-present presence, for your infinite and unceasing blessings, and your endless grace. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our signs of mind affirmation, repeat after me. I am living.
I am living.
Breathing and feeling.
Breathing and feeling.
The answer to my prayer today.
The answer to my prayer today.
It is already unfolding.
It is already unfolding.
In and around me.
In and around me.
I give thanks. Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
I am human in expression. Divine in creation. Limitless in potentiality. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, you lack a foot to travel, then journey into yourself. That leads to transformation of dust into pure gold. My closing benediction. Life is short, and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those who walk with us. So be ready to love and unhesitating in kindness. And may the blessing of the deep mystery we name God, source of life, love, and abundance, word of life, and ever-present spirit of grace be with you this day and all your days. And so it is. So, my beloved, I want to thank everyone for their beautiful birthday wishes. And my closing song is one for me to my holy and beloved Mother, Father, God. It is entitled Counting My Blessings by Seth Schlutter. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle. Scared to have a little hope. Now I come back today. Seeing all the things he's done. I can't even add a more point. 2, 3, I'm still insanity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. I can't count.
Counting my blessings. Beloveds, I wish you a glorious Sunday and look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection.